This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a sexy old rocker sings a new tune, but first, hot cars, fast women, and a British agent as cool as his vodka martini, never shaken or stirred. Die Another Day opens this weekend. Do we need to tell you it's the 20th James Bond film? The actors have changed, but the mission stays the same. Save the world, get the girl, and look good doing it. Joining us now from New York is a man who, I guess, summarizes all those three ambitions. Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
I don't summarize any of those things.
Oh, all of them.
None of that stuff.
In my mind. So, Elvis, how amazed should we be that this franchise is still up and operating and making pots of money 40 years after?
They just are repeating a formula that people seem to like that kind of waxes and wanes, but you know what you're going to get, which is like television. And the James Bond movies are like a series, you know. They kind of repeat the best moments. And this one actually repeats moments from a lot of pictures, including having some of the devices from earlier James Bond movies. And an entrance by Halle Berry as Jinx, the newest Bond girl, who was reflective of basically the Ursula Andress entrance in Dr. No.
Magnificent view.
It is, isn't it? Too bad it's lost on everybody else.
Mojito?
Jacinta Johnson. My friends call me Jinx.
My friends call me James Bond. Jinx, you say?
Born on Friday the 13th.
You believe in bad luck?
Let's just say my relationships don't seem to last.
I know the feeling.
My friends call me desperate for entertainment. Could you hear that? It's like badinage from the junior high school. It's kind of interesting, though, because Pierce Brosnan is probably the only actor who's gotten better playing James Bond. It's been a really weird thing because Sean Connery became a movie star playing James Bond, but he had the equipment. Roger Moore became, well, wealthy playing James Bond. And Timothy Dalton was probably the best actor ever to play James Bond going into it. But his contempt for Bond, we've talked about this here before, his contempt for what Bond represents was so palpable that there's no sense of pleasure, which is the only reason to go to a James Bond picture. God knows you're not going for the dialogue. But Brosnan has become quite accomplished. There's a little bit of wear on his tires now, which he's not too pretty or too much of a piece of wax fruit to play it.
Movie opens with James Bond making an escape. Then he encounters M, now played by Judi Dench, who gives him a hopeless mission. He goes downstairs to see Q, who gives him hopeful gadgets. John Cleese is now playing Q. I think I've taken the formula about three quarters of the way through. What follows?
Lots of explosions.
Yeah.
Lots of things blowing up. What's intriguing about this is, again, in addition to literally showing some of the devices from the old James Bond movies, there are movies that are evoked here. Besides, certainly, Dr. No, the plot twist is very similar to a plot twist in my favorite James Bond movie, which is You Only Live Twice, which is one of the ones written by Roald Dahl. Actually, in You Only Live Twice, the villain, Ernst Blofeld, is basically the guy that we may know better nowadays, of course, as Dr. Evil, as we can tell from this clip.
You made a mistake, my friend. No astronaut would enter the capsule carrying his air conditioner. Remove his helmet. James Bond, allow me to introduce myself. I am Ernst Stavro Blofeld. They told me you were assassinated in Hong Kong.
Yes, this is my second life.
You only live twice, Mr. Bond.
Mike Myers, he was great even as a kid, wasn't he?
Yes, I think that movie must have cost $1 million.
Elvis, I'm going to ask one of those probing, searching questions of the kind that I like to think we can only do on this program and certainly this network. Who's your favorite Bond girl?
I've always been a kind of a sucker for a Diana Rigg.
Oh, my God, you and I agree. Absolutely.
Wow, let's turn over all the cards and see what I've won.
yes.
And it's certainly the James Bond movie with the least James Bond ever to play James Bond. I mean, and this includes Woody Allen, and that would be, you know, the George Lazenby movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Why do you persist in rescuing me, Mr. Bond?
It's becoming a habit, isn't it, Contessa Teresa?
Therese was a saint. I'm known as Tracy.
Well, Tracy, next time play it safe and stand on five.
People want to stay alive, play it safe.
Please stay alive. At least for tonight.
You know, Diana Rigg playing a scene with George Lazenby is a little bit like this year's Green Bay Packers playing the Chicago Bears.
Oh, God,
an 8-2 team against a 2-8 team. You can hear it even in that no count scene.
I know. It's like she stopped by to do a turn in a high school play, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Even in that clip on radio, she dwarfs him as a, if you pardon the expression, an actor. And there really haven't been too many cases of women rising to the fore as actresses. I mean, Halle Berry wisely chooses to play this for fun, and the two of them look like they belong on screen together. I was not a fan of Pierce Brosnan, and we've talked about that here before, and I'm just so surprised that he has shown himself to be a Bond who will probably be a definitive Bond for another generation, the way the guys who have come between Sean Connery have not.
Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Q.
Elvis Mitchell, who's our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition. We want to go out, by the way, with what might be the best Bond song of all time. Louis Armstrong, We Have All the Time in the World, from On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. Yes, we have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.